This is KUTX 989, the Austin Music Experience. And ladies and gentlemen, you are back with The Breaks. I'm Fresh.
I'm Confucius.
And as promised, we are here live in Studio 1A with Austin's own Jake Lloyd and the Chordsmen. And they are going to provide our musical selections for tonight. You know, give y'all this live instrumentation coming at y'all. So whenever y'all are ready, let's go.
Billfold, you ain't even in my pocketbook. Ten the mill is real cold, real cold. Tell me who taught you how to cook. You dudes are shook. I can see it in your eyes, see it in your movements. Class is now in session. I am not the student, but you dudes is truant. Yeah, you truant. You are very, very late. Tell me where you been out here, huh? This is not up for debate. Had to get you crew some new gear, huh? Classless. Shoulda had you in classes. I'm putting people on game and I'm handing out season passes. I'm on, but you would know if you just look around. I ain't got time. People wanna run up, try to take the crown. Not here, not now, never. Cash rules everything around me. It's an island, cheddar. It ain't gon' stop. I became what I was meant to be. Got brain on top. Never show no sympathy, and you know, I know, things will never be the same from here on out. Call me by my name, call me King. Call me King. Call me King. Call me King. Let's get a few things figured out. What you people really, really talking about? I was repositioned in the house. I was repositioned in the house. It's a cold wind coming in. I get paranoid every now and then. I don't trust people trying to shake my hand. All I'm saying is if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, feed it breadcrumbs, batter up. I'ma be ready, homie, no matter what. Yeah. Am I finally getting through? People know I'm cold-blooded like an Eskimo, sleeping in a Yeti. Now it ain't gon' stop. Became what I was meant to be. Got brain on top. Never show no sympathy. And you know, I know, things will never be the same from here on now. Call me by my name, call me King. Yeah, call me King. Oh, yeah, call me King. Yeah. Call me King.
Yeah. That was Jake Lloyd and the Chordsmen. I won't say what name the name of that song because y'all ain't supposed to know. So let's go ahead and just jump and dive right off into this interview. Jake, with your album getting ready to release at the top of 2018, what is something that the people can expect from this album?
I think the thing that people can expect from this album is diversity. It's a whole bunch of different sounds, man, a whole bunch of different elements of from different genres, from R&B to, you know, to hip hop to some soul to rock. But I want people to just be on their toes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want people to ever know what they about to get. So I feel like one of the biggest things you can expect with this would be diversity,
okay,
for sure.
Okay, got me looking forward to it.
Hey, thank you.
Well, I know, Jake, your music kind of embodies the essence of, like, what Austin represents, which is the live music capital of the
thank
world.
You.
So the question I have for you is, how important is it to have a band behind you, helping you craft your music and also helping you perform as well?
Dude, I feel like that is the one biggest decision I made, you know, music-wise, was to get the band. Like, it's huge, you know what I'm saying? Being in Austin, man, like, that's, people want to go and see live music, you know, no matter if it's R&B. It's not just rock or you know, other genres. They want to see live music, live bands, and everything. So I feel like if it wasn't for the band, man, I don't think I would really be where I'm at, you know, and that could just be me, you know, speculating. But I feel like the band gave me a different avenue, a different dynamic, you know, a real weight. Like, it was a scapegoat, real way for me to go and get in and just show people what I got, you know what I'm saying? Like, people see the band, and it's one thing to be on stage when, you know, just you, but when they see you, the musicians, and we really want to hear what he got to say now, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like it helped me a lot.
Looking back on 2017 and how good of a year it was from you, from having a residency, having Strange Fruit, your single, being named on KUTX's top songs for 2017.
That was dope.
How do you feel, or do you feel like you're finally getting your just due? Because I know you've been at music for a while.
Yeah. Fresh, honestly, I do, man. I feel like this year, obviously I'm not anywhere close to where I want to be, but dude, this year has been huge for me, for the team. I feel like it's a blessing. It's rewarding. Obviously, you feel like you deserve it, but still at the same time, I'm always happy to be here, man, because I know it could be, I remember times where, you know, I didn't think I was going to do no more music. Slowly, it's a marathon, man. It's not a sprint. You know, I got to remind myself that too sometimes, because I have been doing it for a while, man, and you guys know. I'm just happy to be here, man. And 2017 was huge for me, man, and it just got me ready and really looking into 2018, because I know it's tip of the iceberg. The album ain't even out, so I'm excited to really put the music out there so you can really hear, you know what I'm saying? So 2017 was huge for me, man, and I'm very appreciative.
The final question for my final question is, where do you feel you fit in the Austin music scene as a whole? You know, with all the controversy, where do you feel you fit in it?
It's funny, man, because it's hip-hop, it's R&B, it's soul, but I feel like I'm so much different. Like, not even, like, my music, but just, like, all the different genres I fit in, but I'm different at the same time in all those genres. So, I don't know, man. I guess, what would you put me in? What do you guys, what do y'all think? I know you asked me the question, but
I couldn't put you in anything. I don't think, like, there's so many different styles of music.
If I had to say, man, I would really say the R&B scene, I feel like. But even then, like, I wouldn't say I'm really, like, an R&B singer, you know, but
you're just a musician.
Yeah. You know, you're just an artist. You're an artist in its purest form.
Because it's definitely a lot of hip hop. I mean, I am a rapper. I do rap. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I wouldn't necessarily put myself in the rap category, like with the, you know, with the lists and all that stuff coming out. Like, I wasn't upset that I wasn't there because I don't really feel like I'm in that scene. But then at the same time, kind of. So
yeah,
I would say R&B just to make a real easy answer, I would say soul.
So if an R&B list pops up, you're not on it.
I'm gonna be mad. Y'all listening to this. If I'm not on that top 20, I will be upset. Nah, but for real though. Yeah, man, I think it's a good thing to be able to be pushed in a whole bunch of different, I feel like. It's always been a good problem to have that I've had. So it's working, so ain't got no complaints, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with good problems.
Right, exactly. Good problems, fam.
If that was all the questions you had, I had asked all the questions I had. So without further ado, let's get back to some more music.
Let's do it. Strange coming from a man that you just met. I wanna know, can I be your boyfriend, be your sponsor, be your rep? Don't blame me for no Romeo, I won't play you Juliet. Think you're rolling high with this other little guy, but trust me, you ain't seen Bougie yet. She got a lot of trees, a lot of pills. Yeah, she's a valley girl, she loves the hills. LaShawn McCoy with the ball, her nose is running. She keep her nails clean, but I can't keep from wondering, do I look like a stranger, baby, when I'm letting it fall? Do I sound like a stranger, baby, when I'm talking at all? Do I feel like a stranger, baby, when I push up on it? Now don't let this get you all caught up. Now don't let this get you all tied down. Cause sure enough it would be my luck.
Gotta find the tour bus, time to leave this town. Remember me, I remember you. Face to face like an interview. On your, like an interview. Playing peekaboo with them Jacksons. She got a Snapchat rolling, getting people thirsty off the captions. While I'm sitting in the cut, waiting on a post game interview like action. Yeah. Do I look like the stranger, baby? I sound like a stranger, baby, when I'm talking at tone. Do I feel like a stranger, baby, when I push up on in, mama? Now things could get stranger, baby. Show me where the prophet threw me. You're the symbol, babe. Yeah, and I can keep the tempo straight. You'll probably never know how much that I go through when you're not here. And you know God only knows how much that I owe you for all these years. Thirst for your loving call. Yeah, your skin is like a waterfall. I can't remember how to swim at all. And when I finally get to the bottom, I find your eyes are like two stones that I could never put a price on. And I just pray you keep the lights on. Only you, only you. Only you can make me feel the way you do. Only you, me and you, yeah, me and you, me and you can handle these things. And when I feel I can't stand you, I somehow always understand you. See, I can never firm command you. And when I feel like I stop the wall, I choose you up against it all. Yeah. As long as we defend the cause. Oh no, only you. Yeah, only you. Only you can make me feel the way you do. Why you, me and you. Yeah, me and you. Only me and you can handle these things that we've been through. Only you, me and you. I say only you. Hey, hey, hey. No one but you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jake Lloyd and the Corsmen, and this will conclude our Studio 1A. Once again, I am Fresh.
And I'm Confucius.
And this is The Breaks.